November 4th at 9 a.m. We'll first start with the invocation, which will be led by priest Raval Brijesh from Hindu and Jain Temple of Las Vegas. And then we'll follow with the Pledge of Allegiance. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Om Sarvetra Sukhina Santo Sarve Santo Niramaya Sarve Bhadrani Pasyanto Makaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi.
In these Sanskrit mantras, we pray to God. In whole universe, each and every person, each and every devotees become happy. Hey God, please remove all types of stress in our life. That is the meaning of this Sanskrit sloka.
Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi.
Om, peace, peace, peace. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
The first item on the agenda is public comment. This is for any items that are actually posted on the agenda. If you'd like to talk on public comment, please come down, state and spell your name for the record, and let us know which item that you're speaking on.
Madam Chair, as a point of order, can I ask a question before you start my time? Because there's a couple of financial items, are those going to have their own public comment after each one? There's the financial audit.
Are you talking about the audit? That is actually a business item, so now would be the best time to speak on that.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Laura McSwain, for the record, with the Water Fairness Coalition. I'm here on items 6, 10, 11, 13, 14, and 15. I'm going to start with the last ones first. Since there's not going to be a public comment. So items number 14 and 15 have to do, 14 is about the business impact study related to Big Bend in Logandale. And what's troubling about this is
Big Bend's in Laughlin, right? You meant Laughlin?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, perfect.
No, thank you for that. I hope I didn't type.
I don't want it. Commissioner Knapp wants Big Bend.
Okay, so for Laughlin. Most troubling is that a small community of less than 9,000 residents has only two-tiered rates, which are comparable to the top two-tiered rates for the Las Vegas Valley Water District customers at $4.70 and $5.91, respectively. No livable rates are provided. What is being requested is for those two rates to be increased by 7.1% annually beginning in 26, at $5.15 and $6.48, respectively, per 1,000 gallons. Of course, it's been determined that there will be no adverse business impact. However, these rates apply to residential customers. So moving on to the Big Bend financial statement, I think that this is an example of why a forensic audit is needed within the Las Vegas Valley Water District. Looking at their financial statements, calls into questions how expenditures are being accounted for. Salaries and benefits dramatically decreased while operations and maintenance increased. For a small utility operator to be expected to absorb the exorbitant salaries and unaudited expenditures is a burden that makes it no wonder its operating loss of $3 million year over year. It's been brought to the Water Fairness Coalition's attention that a needed water storage tank with an available location and pad could be built for under $300,000. Yet the Las Vegas Valley Water District expects to charge $950,000 for the design, engineering, and site plan. The district employees drive that district employees drive 3-ton diesel trucks on 4-hour total commutes, and they're back and forth for sometimes 1 meter. Again, a full forensic audit should be required. I think that because of the size of Laughlin, that it would be a good opportunity to really scrutinize what's going on. And the, you know, what kind of burden is this putting on Laughlin as a community for its own benefit of the use of its water? I mean, is that by design? I would expect that they want to be able to use that water for growth and infrastructure. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Good morning. Diane Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, on 4, 5, and 13. On 4 and 5, it seems premature to be entering into contracts for water infrastructure for Campus for Hope and the associated forensics facility while court challenges are ongoing. Today, there's a hearing in an hour on an injunction to pause the project until proper environmental, traffic, and economic impact studies are done. But this is mostly on the state, who's steamrolling this at the behest of the strip casinos to get the homeless and the criminally insane away from the strip by moving them into our neighborhoods. But the financial impact of this will be on state taxpayer dollars, not water district ratepayers. So I guess that's how you justify moving it forward prematurely. And it's also happening under city jurisdiction, not the county board on which you also serve. So I get that too. Although this whole project is actually one huge collaboration among all the Southern Nevada powers that be, it's just very unfortunate it will be so adversely impacting our neighborhoods and that there was no transparency or inclusion in the process. And I must congratulate you on item number 13, your annual financial report. You win awards for your financial reporting, although your ratepayers are not always privy to many of the details, and we don't agree with many of the numbers we do see. You purchased water for $115 million, but sold it for $475 million. I'm no accountant, but that doesn't seem to fit with your mission to provide reliable water at a reasonable cost. Although that's difficult to do with your high overhead, such as $134 million per year in inflated salaries and benefits that far surpass those in the private sector. You have a whopping operating revenue of $483 million, including large increases due to higher tiered water rates and excessive use penalties, as my neighbors' yards are dying and others have begun moving away. It's sad. We see and feel the quality of life declining in this valley, in a large part directly due to your policies and overreach. Conservation, no matter the cost, and on the backs of residents, has become your mission. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Ensminger.
Good morning, Madam President, members of the board. The agenda has been properly noticed and posted and is ready for your approval, along with the minutes of your regular meeting of the Las Vegas Valley Water District Board of Directors of September 16th, 2025.
I move the approval of the agenda and the minutes.
Okay, I have a motion by Commissioner Gibson for approval of the agenda and the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, please cast your vote. And that motion passes.
Items 2 through 10 comprise your consent agenda and may be taken in one motion if the board so chooses.
Okay, if there are no questions or comments, Madam President, I move the adoption of the items in the consent agenda, move the approval of the consent agenda items.
Okay, I have a motion by Commissioner Gibson to approve the consent agenda, which is comprised of items 2 through 10. Any comments, questions, or concerns? Seeing none, please cast your vote. And that motion also passes.
Item number 11 asks the Board of Directors to approve and authorize the General Manager to sign an agreement between Ernst & Young LLP and the District for pre-implementation services related to a new financial services platform in an amount not to exceed $1,265,500. Our existing financial services platform is nearing 30 years of age. We need to get it moved on to the cloud, both for security and efficiency purposes. This includes redoing the entire chart of account, which if you're in the financial or accounting world, you understand is a major undertaking, and Ernst & Young has significant experience in this field to help us effectuate this changeover.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments or questions? Do you know how long it'll take, Mr. Insminger? It should, I mean, I would believe at the county it took us a long time, so we got to start today for the future, right?
Yeah, we start today for the future. I think current estimates are anywhere between 5 and 7 years for full implementation.
Okay, all right, thank you.
If there are no questions, Madam President, I move approval of item 11.
Okay, I have a motion by Commissioner Gibson. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, please cast your vote. And that motion passes.
Item number 12 asks the Board of Directors to waive a minor bid irregularity and award a contract to SHF International LLC for updating a portion of the East Administration Building in the amount of $3,258,790 and authorize a change order contingency amount not to exceed $320,000 and authorize the General Manager to sign the construction agreement. As with the last item, the East Admin Building is the oldest building on our Valley View campus. It's the first original building that was ever built on the Valley View campus in 1964, and it has never had an update to its duct system, its internal electrical wiring. Now, obviously, with the internet age, fiber optic needs to be installed. So, just a pretty much a long overdue maintenance upgrade to the East Admin Building.
Okay, does anyone have any comments or questions? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Move approval.
I have a motion by Commissioner Gibson. Seeing no other comments or questions, please cast your vote. And that motion passes.
Item 13 asks the Board of Directors to accept the Las Vegas Valley Water District's annual comprehensive financial report, including the corresponding independent auditor's report on financial statements and other supplementary information for fiscal year ended June 30th, 2025, and authorize its submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation. Kevin?
Thanks, John. Just a couple of comments. First, I have to thank the entire staff, as well as Baker Tilly, the auditors, and everybody else in the organization who make this a smooth process. We continue to get the financials out earlier every year, and still a quality document. In your board binder, you have the annual comprehensive financial report for the district. It includes an unmodified opinion, means it's a clean opinion. There were no reportable findings or control weaknesses. So it's one of the best, the cleanest report you can get if there's no findings and no reportable issues. In addition, we've included in your binders the auditor's required communication to you as board members. That report is titled Reporting and Insights from Fiscal Year 2025 Audit. I believe we have a representative from Baker Tilly here if you have any questions specifically of the auditors. And unless there's any other questions regarding the report, we'd ask you approve it and approve the submission to the State Tax Department.
Thank you. Does anybody have any comments or questions? I know I spoke to the auditors on as they were going through the process, and it's not a simple process. It takes some time to get through it. So I know that they look at all types of things, and to not have any material weaknesses is really... to Ms. Henry's point, really is why we get an award, right? Because a lot of people do a lot of audits, and the auditors typically ask hard questions. You don't get to know what their answer is going to be until the very end, and so we just provide the data that's before us. So kudos to you as always, and water is one of the harder ones. Across the nation to do is because of the way you book your stuff. So I just wanted to give a little bit of context behind that, because I probably sit on every finance board that exists in Clark County for those reasons, to make sure that we can, that we're making sure that we're booking things where they're supposed to be so that people could follow it. And it's not always on what appears of the general eye, but more of what the auditors do to go through it. So kudos to you. Any other comments or questions? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to accept the Water District Annual Financial Report.
Okay, I move the acceptance of the audit report.
Okay, there's a motion by Commissioner Gibson. Seeing no other comments or questions, please cast your vote. And that motion passes.
Item number 14, ask the Board of Trustees of the Big Bend Water District to determine the proposed changes to the Big Bend Water District's water rates and system development approval charge will not likely impose a direct and significant economic burden upon a business or directly restrict the formation, operation, or expansion of a business. Consider and approve the attached business impact statement and direct staff to set a public hearing for the possible adoption of the proposed changes for December 2nd, 2025. I think, as Commissioner Naft can attest, our staff has been to Laughlin, you know, probably at least a dozen times over the last 18 months, working not just with the town board but with different community constituencies, trying to figure out the most equitable way to move forward on this rate increase, because as you guys have seen over the last, I believe, 3 years, the budgets we've brought you for the Big Bend Water District have been operating at a deficit, and they've been able to continue to operate because of interlocal loans from the Las Vegas Valley Water District. So we've known for a long time that we were gonna have to get Big Bend Water District to sort of get in a position to pay their own way. I am happy to report that the town board actually voted in favor of the proposal after a lot of work. But to the point of at least one of the public comments, the community down there made very, very clear from the beginning that they did not want existing residents to be paying for expanded infrastructure and new growth. So the tank that was referenced, the community itself says, we don't want to pay for that. We want growth to pay for growth. So we've had different conversations about different ways to make that happen, but the proposal that's before you today, I believe, has the endorsement, at least of the elected representatives of the community of Laughlin.
Yeah, thank you, President Kirkpatrick. This has been probably one of the most thoughtful, transparent processes that I've ever been a part of. The Big Bend Water District staff, Ms. Ross, Mr. Mack, along with Mr. Moskowitz in my office, has spent countless hours on this, and it wasn't just a one-way conversation. I appreciate the public comments. There were 4 educational sessions that were open for dialogue on this in the Township of Laughlin on varying days and times of days, weekdays and weekends. I was there on multiple occasions discussing this with residents of Laughlin. This was, as was just outlined, a request from the township that it not be, that rates for development not be put on the backs of rate payers. And so this was extremely thoughtfully achieved. And in that process, there was a whole lot of accountability on demanded by the residents, by the leadership there on the Big Bend Water District staff. I would also just point out that the town board, while I was under no obligation to bring it through the town board, I wanted to do that. I wanted their input, and frankly, I wanted their affirmative vote. They voted eventually unanimously on this item, and I'll just remind everybody that they are one of the only town boards that is actually elected by the people of the township. They are not appointed by this body. They are actually elected by the township. So I'm really proud of how this process unfolded. It was painstaking to get here, but I'm glad that we are and prepared to move for approval.
Is that your motion? I was letting you chair this portion of it.
Oh, you were.
You
excuse
have both.
Me. Well, in that case,
I'm helping you.
As chair, I'm going to make the motion for approval of item 14.
I'm sorry?
Call for the vote.
Cast your votes. Motion carries.
Item number 15 asks the Board of Trustees to accept the Big Bend Water District's annual financial report, including the corresponding independent auditor's report on financial statements and other supplementary information for fiscal year ended June 30, 2025, and authorize its submission to the Nevada Department of Taxation. Kevin.
Yeah, thank you, John. Very similar comments to the district. Appreciate staff and everybody's contribution to the document, as well as the auditors. Again, clean audit, no findings, no weaknesses, no reportable items. So clean as far as we're all considered. In addition, similar to the district, you have the auditor's required communication to you that we've included in the board book. If you have any specific questions of them, I believe we have somebody here. Otherwise, we'd ask for approval and approval to submit.
Thank you. Are there any questions related to this audit? If not, just like President Kirkpatrick did, I spoke with the auditors as chair of Big Bend through this process, and I'll move for approval that we accept the Water District's annual financial report.
Please cast your vote.
Commissioner Gibson votes in favor. Cast your vote. Motion carries.
That concludes your posted agenda.
Okay, this is the second time set aside for public comment. This is an opportunity where you can speak on any water district related items. Please come forward, state and spell your name for the record.
Hi, Laura McSwain again with the Water Fairness Coalition. I appreciate that clarification. I certainly wouldn't have brought it up if I had not been getting feedback otherwise. I know this is anticlimactic. These are items that were already approved, but I think that they deserve some recognition. Item 6 called for approval to accept a grant from NDEP to pay for enhanced water treatment technology for up to 21 production and artificial recharge wells. The item's background indicates that an additional 58,000 gallons of potable water per day would be able to be returned to the district's distribution system. How is an item of this significance? Why was it on the consent agenda? That amount of potable water represents almost 65,000 acre-feet of water to the community, over 20% of our Lake Mead allocation. And these are wells that have been out of service for how long? Due to a Legionella that may be present? Further, your 2025 water quality report that I brought makes no mention of problems with well water. In fact, I believe it states that wells are not tested, that the water is merely chlorinated prior to it being introduced into the system. With the amount of money that flows through this agency, it's astounding that just over $1.5 million has been standing in the way of that amount of water and that it has been allowed to go untreated. The community has a right to understand the full value of the district's well capacity and the functionality and safety status of each well. Item 10, another consent agenda item, revolved to expand administrative authority to the general manager to enter into private development agreements. How can this possibly benefit the community where transparency is already lacking? Providing a specific example for the record of why this is necessary should be provided and define such things as various standard agreements, facilities necessary to serve new private development, and how is this ensures consistency with district operational and engineering standards. How would that be appropriate? Merely providing the document that extends this authority is not appropriate. Item 11 on the business agenda, a funds request for a pre-implementation service related to a new financial system platform in the amount of $1.2 million plus will hopefully allow the board and the community to have the ability to follow a dollar through this agency. Item 13 is the presentation of the Water District's annual comprehensive financial report for the Board of Directors. The question continues to be to what extent the records of the Water District are audited. After commitments made last year by Commissioner Gibson, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, and John Ensminger that details of revenues and expenses related to these penalties, in addition to details of the Springs Preserve operations, would be provided at regular meetings. We're still waiting. The financial statements also fail to offer any insight. As an example, the Springs Preserve revenue is identified on the Enterprise Fund statement, but related expenses are not listed. And it was only a matter of time before the excessive use charge penalties would be eliminated as a revenue line item. Some information is buried in the notes, but that hardly creates the accountability being requested. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Seeing none, we're going to go ahead and close the public meet, the public portion of this. Mr. Insminger?
I just want to clarify the record on item number six. That's 58,000 gallons, which equates to 178 acre feet. So there seemed to be a conflation between acre feet and gallons in the public comments.
Okay. Anything else? If nothing else, we are adjourned.